Okay, the boys, so today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. We're starting the Mishnah on the bottom of the Yomit. Kol ha-todir mechaveroi koidim es chaveroi v'kol ha-mekudish mechaveroi koidim es chaveroi. Para Mashiach u'par ho-eida oimdim, para Mashiach koidim le-para eida b'chol masav. Some of the Mephoshim point out that the real reason why this Mishnah appears here at the end of the Masechta is because of the Seifa of the Mishnah, and that is we've had lengthy discussions throughout the Masechta about the Par Kohen Mashiach, the Par Helmedov Shel Tzibur, as well as the other Karbonos. And the question is, what happens if you have two Karbonos ready to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash? One's a Par Mashiach, in other words, a Par Kohen HaMashiach, as well as the Par Ho'edah, which is the Par Helm Davishol Tzibur. Both of them are Parim. One is the private individual, the Kohen Mashiach. One is for the whole Tzibur. And the question is, which has Din Kedima? So this is the basic reason why this Mishnah is brought. L'choira, it should come at the outset of the Mishnah, as opposed to the end of the Mishnah. And the Mepharshim tried to give explanations. But that's the reason for this Mishnah here. The first two, kol ha-todir mechaveroi koidim es chaveroi, anything which is more todir, todir ve'ene todir, todir koidim, everybody knows that famous rule. V'chol ha-mekudish mechaveroi, anyone that's considered to be more mekudosh, koidim es chaveroi, the Gemara is going to give the example of a koyin comes before a Levi, comes before Yisrael, because they're more mekudosh, as we will see. And the halacha that we just brought, the par Mashiach, and the par o'eda, even though they're both parim, and the avoida is the same for both of them. What's the halacha? Par ha-mashiach, koin and the pari, really? Par ha-mashiach is just an individual. Koin ha-mashiach, tak very choshev. But the par ha-eda, that's representing Klal Yisrael. Either Sanhedrin is bringing it, or the Shvatim are bringing it. So we'll see in the Gemara shortly, why would the par koin ha-mashiach come before par ha-eda l'chol ma'asev? Chol ma'asev means all of their avoidas, whether it's the shechita, the zrika, haktora, etc. Anyway, we get back to the beginning of the Mishnah. What is the makar for this rule, for this halacha? Amar Abayi Yamakra, it says in the pasuk. This is a pasuk that is laid on Pesach, and in fact it's laid every day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. It says in the pasuk, Milvad Oilas HaBoyke Asher LeOilas HaTomid Tasu Es Eila, and many shuls they start saying after that, Kol Eila. I'm sure you've come across that as well.
Why is that?
Why do they do that? Because that is just the minig when people are in a good mood. It's Yom Tov and everybody's smiling. Ay, kawai, and everybody makes a big fuss. I don't know that there's any halachic reason for it.
Saying, just Kaila, like this.
Like this.
Everybody's saying Kaila.
Exactly. Okay. Anyway, the question is, so what's the raif in the pasuk? This Kaila is referring to the karbonos which are brought on Pesach as the karbon Musaf. And it's saying at the in Pinchas, when this is listed, it said that these korbanos which you're bringing for Pesach, this is Muvad, this is in addition to the Oilas HaBoyker, Asher Oilas HaTomid. The Oilas HaBoyker which you bring every single morning, Tasu HaSeila, this is Musaf, or you're being Mosif on the regular Oilas HaBoyker. That being the case, what do you need Asher Oilas HaTomid? I know that the Oilas HaBoyker is brought every single day of the year, without exception, even on Shabbos, even on Yom Kippur, every day you bring the Oilas HaBoyker. So what do you need Asher Oilas HaTomid for? Mechtik Siv Oilas HaBoyker. Oilas HaTomid, Lomeli, Achikam Rachmanu, the Torah is trying to tell you a separate lesson other than just for Pesach, that Kol Tadira, Kodma, throughout the year. Anytime you have two competitors in terms of precedence, the Todir comes Kaidim. And then Machal Makudish Mechaber, who Kaidim is Chaber, Minolan, and we bring a raya from the Hilchis Koihen, that it says by a coin, the Tanur Bishmal, the Kidashtoi, Kichlechem Alekecha, who Makriv. What I learned from Kidashtoi, the Choldavish of Kedusha, anything having to do with Kedusha, the Koihen goes first. Liftoyach Rishon, says Rashi, to get an aliyah first. Ulevorach Rishon, to be mechabed with mezumen. That's why typically people say, Raboisai b'shus ha-koyhanim, because the kohanim have a right to go first when it comes to birchas hazimun. V'litol maniyah for Rishon. If they are now splitting food items on the table, you should mechabed the koyin to go first. So you see from this, Kalam Kudish Mechaveroi is Koidim as Chaver. So now the main reason why we brought this Mishnah was to tell you about the Parah Koin Mashiach and the Parah Eda. Freitim and Oan Emili, how do I know that the Parah Koin Mashiach goes first? To Tanar Banan, it says in the Braisa. V'soraf o'isoy kasher, soraf eis ha'par ha'rishoy. What is this all about? So when you come to Parshas Vayikra, and you go through the whole parsha dealing with bringing a korban chatos kivua, as you recall from our entire Masechta, there are four possibilities of a chatos kivua. You have a yochid, who brings a kizbor seira. You have a nosi, who brings a korban soir. You have a kohen mashiach, who brings a par. And then you have the par helim dover shel tzibur, which is brought because of the helim dover on the part of the Sanhedrin and the shigias maisa on the part of Ruboy of Klal Yisrael. Now, what is the order that you find them in the parsha? The first one in the order is the par kohen hamashiach. That's number one. That's listed in the parsha. Number two, the par helim dover shel tzibur. Okay. So now when it gets the par helim dover shel tzibur, the Pasuk tells us that I don't have to spell out all of the avoidos in practice when it comes to the par helim dover shel tzibur, because I've already listed it by the par koyin hamashiach. Both of them are unique from among all the kabbanas that you bring throughout the year, that you bring them, these are what's called Purim Hanisrafim, that you bring them, number one, the Avodas Hadam is not done on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. First you have to go and sprinkle in front of the Paroiches, and then on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. It is very similar to, but still very different from, Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, there you have Azois Lefnai Levelefnim, inside the Kodesh Kadoshim itself, that you only have on Yom Kippur, you don't have throughout the year. However, if you do have either the Parah Koyin HaMashiach or the Parah Koyin HaShul, there the Avodas Hadam goes at least in the Heichol, in front of the Paroiches, and on the Mizbeach HaPerimi. Okay, so now, among other things, it says in the Pasuk, in my Gemara, it's with a one, some of you may have it with an Aleph, says, V'hoitzi es ha'par l'mechutz l'machana, v'soraf o'yisoy. What do you do with these two parim after you do the Avodas Hadam in the Heichel that we just described? The par itself, you do not go and, this is a chatas. Normally what chatas would be, you'd bring the aymer on the Mizbeach and the rest of it would be eaten by the Kahanim. Not by these parts. These parts you take, v'itzis ha'par l'mechutz l'machana, v'soraf o'yisoy, you have to burn it, kasher soraf eis ha'par harishay. Just like the earlier, the first part. What do you mean the first part? First part, that's the Koyin Mashiach part in Parshas Vayikra. And now this Vahitzi Sephar is referring to the part Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. Do the same thing that you did with the part Koyin Mashiach. V'soraf oisei burnin kasher soraf eisa par harishoin chatas hakohol hu. Ah, so now the Gemara is bothered by matam aloima harishoin. What do you mean harishoin? This is number one, this is number two. These are two separate kabbanas. This is brought by the Koyin Mashiach, if he erred, based on a Helim Dover and a Shigas Maisa. And this is a separate Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. So like Korav Zeh El Zeh Kol Aloyla, the two of them really have no connection other than they are brought for a Chait, and the fact that they're both Parim. But that's, you know, basically where it ends. Why does it say the Par HaRishoin? Shei HaRishoin, Koyin El Bar Eidah B'chol Maasav, to tell you that if the two are being brought to the Beis HaMikdash at the same time. And the question is, which one goes first? Oh, this is the Par HaRishoin. The Par Koyin HaMashiach goes before the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. Tanur Rabbanan, Par Koyin HaMashiach Par Eida Oindim, case that we're discussing. Par Koyin HaMashiach Koyinim LePar Eida B'chol Masav. What's the reason why? Until now we brought the reason is because of the word Rishoin. Now the Gemara is giving an additional reason. Not clear that this is a machloikis. It could be more like a time of dekra. Hoyil, the reason is because of Mashiach mechaper, the Eda miskaperes, din hu sheyaktim hamechaper limiskaper. The case of the Mashiach, you have the mechaper. The case of the Eda, you have the miskaper. Now what does that mean? Because after all, the Koyin Mashiach is also miskaper. The whole reason why he's bringing the carbon is because he needs a kapara on his own sin, that he sinned with a helim dover, shikas maisa, so they're both miskaprim. So what you could say is that the Mashiach Michaper is referring to the Kohen Mashiach, which is the Kohen Gadol. So you can go and say he's referring to, he's the Mechaper on Yom Kippur, the only Mechaper in Klal Yisrael. All the other Kohanim basically have no function other than perhaps to do accessory work if and when necessary, but it's basically all the Kohen Gadol. So he's the Mechaper, and the rest of the Klal Yisrael here, in the case of the Paralim Shatzimah, they're Miskaper. But it goes a step further than that, Rabbi Yisai. What is that? Says the Gemara, Din hu shiyaktu mechapel miskaper, v'chein hu oimer, in fact, by Yom Kippur it says, v'chi berbadoi uva'ad beisoi uvi'ad kol kahal Yisrael. What does that mean? V'chi berbadoi, first the Kohen Gadol, goes to mechaper on his own with his par. With that par, he's mechaper not only for himself, but beisoi, which is referring to not only his mishpucha, but all the Eda, the bias of the Kehanan, the bias of the Kahuna, and after he's finished with that, then he does the Korban Soyer. And the reason why the Gemara brings in other places is, and Rashi brings in Chumash, is because we want that the Shliach of Klal Yisrael, that's bringing the Kapara for Klal Yisrael, on Yom Kippur, he should already be himself totally Noki, that he has already gone through his Tshuva and Kapara by bringing his Korban Par. Now Baruch Hashem is Noki. Now he can go and bring for the Gantz Klal Yisrael. He would be the appropriate messenger, Shliach, Ne'eman for Klal Yisrael. As opposed to if he was himself still soiled, Baruchnius, that he didn't have a kapara yet, he wouldn't really be the appropriate messenger to represent Klal Yisrael. So that's the Pshat in the Chibur Badavad Besa. What does it have to do with us? Because if you recall, well, although by the power Helm Dover Shul Tzibur, we've constantly focused on who brings the carbon, whether it's the Sanhedrin, or whether it's the Shvatim, or according to Reb Shimon, both. However, the Pasuk tells us something else, and that is, who is the one that does the actual bringing, the Avodah, in the Beis HaMikdash itself? Yeah, who's the one? Zok the Pasuk, V'hevi HaKoyin HaMashiach Midam HaPor El Oil Moyed. Kohen Mashiach remembers the Kohen Gadol. He goes into Oil Moed, meaning into the Heichel. V'tovol HaKohen Etzboi Min Adam, V'hiz HaShev Apamim, Lefnei HaShem, Eis Pnei HaParoiches. He does the Avodah. Min Adam Yitan HaKam Yisam Mizbeach HaShel Lefnei HaShem. That's the Mizbeach HaPnimi, etc. The point of all of this is, who's the one, in fact, that is the Mechaper when it comes to the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur? That is the Kohen Mashiach. So now, if the Kohen Mashiach himself has to bring his own carbon, besides the carbon that he has to bring on behalf of Klai, so when I say bring, not that he paid for it, but that he's doing the avoid in the base of English, so isn't it better that he does the first the kapara for himself, so that now he is rain, he is now noki, and then he can then do the avoid for the par helem dover shel tziba. Ah, so it makes a lot of sense to say that mechaper and miskaper, because the Kohen Mashiach himself, he is the one that first gets a kapara for himself, so that he should then be able to be mechaper on Klal Yisrael by bringing the dam inside the heichel and doing the various hazoyis hadam, as well as afterwards completing the entire avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. So getting back to our Gemara now, that's why when you have the Kohen Mashiach and the Par Edom, we let the Kohen Mashiach go first, take care of his carbon. Now he took care of his own chait, for which he brought his karm chatos. Now he's a kosher, super kosher mechaper, and now he can be miskaper and help out in the Par Helem Shel Tzibur for Klal Yisrael. Getting back to the Gemara, what about Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur and the Par Shel Avodas Kechavin? You'll recall we had earlier on in our Masech, the Par Helem Shel Tzibur is dealt with at length in Parshas Vayikra, but that's referring to any one of the other lavin, which b'mezid there would be kares, and b'shogeg you could bring a korban chatos, with the exception of avodah zara, because avodah zara is not in Parshas Vayikra, it's in Parshas Shlach, and there it says it's not enough to bring a par, you have to bring a par and a soyer. Brother Shai, you should go to sleep every day at 5 o'clock. You're cooking with gas, tremendous. Anyway,
yeah,
but you should get more sleep. Anyway, so Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur is koyin lepar shel avodas rechov. There's a major difference between one par and the other par. What's the difference? The par that is brought for kol hamitzvos in Parshas Vayikra is only one animal which is brought, and that's a chatas. That's the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur chatas. Mashenkim, when you get to Parshas Shlach, you have to bring, as you said, the par v'soyer. That par is not a chatas. That par is an oila. The soy is a chatas. Ah, so now if you have a par, helim davish atzimba, together with a par, avoidance of chavim being brought concurrently, which one goes first? Parim davish atzimba goes koidim, my timer, hay chatas v'hay oila. And we have a general rule, v'tanya v'hikrav eitz asher l'chatas rishoyna. This pasuk is referring to the malikas who oifois, which are brought as the second stage for the korban oil of the yoyred, right? Those three averis for which you bring the oil of the yoyred, that you start off with kizbor seira, and if you're not wealthy, then dalu, and you're the maseges, he brings two oifois, one of them is a chatzos, and one is an oila. And what does it say in the pasuk? The tani v'hikrav eitzah shel chatzos, we're trying to bring that oif, which was the chatzos oif, before you bring the other oila, which is a chatas, which is not a chatas, which is an oila sa'oif. Bring the chatas oif before the oila sa'oif. Now the question is, why did it say Rishoina matam aloimar? The pasuk already says that there are two of them. Why did it say Rishoina? In Malamish, it's a chatas Rishoina, akvar nema, v'yasa sheni, yasa oila kamish. But you look at those psukim, it says over there, you bring one for a chatas, and the second one you bring for the oila sa'oif, kamish. So vos statement nochamud Rishoina, that's the general rule throughout Kol HaTeira Kula, with exceptions, but as a general rule, Chatas comes before Oila. And Chazal tells us, and Rashi brings in the Chumash, the reason why you do the Chatas first is because with the Chatas you want to come with a kapara, you want to come with a clean shirt, a clean body, a clean rochnias, clean record before Hashem. And now when you're totally clean, then you can go and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm bringing an oila as a present. So first, go and do tshuva for your masim, and then after that, you can bring now oilois into the mesim. And not only that, the kaimun dafila chatas oif koydemis la oilas behema. Can you imagine? You have a little oif, a little dove, a little pigeon, and you got a big oilas behema, could even be a par, and they're both standing there to be brought. Which one goes and has a preference and precedent? In that case, the chatas oif goes before the oilas behemoth, because the chatas goes before the oil. So just returning back to where we started from. So therefore, if you have the par helm of shatzibur, the par of oilas chav, since the par of shatzibur is a par for a chatas, the par of oilas chav is an oila. Chatas comes before the oila. Even the chatas oif comes before an oilas behemoth. So now let's continue on. What about the par v'soir of a oilas zora itself? Now this l'choira poses a challenge to what we just got finished saying. Since the par of avodah zarah by definition is a par li'oila, the soira soir l'chatas. So Frank Timoros, so why does the par go before the soir? Amai hay'chatas v'oila. And I just heard now a few times, chatas always comes before the oila. And now you're telling me that the par avodah zarah, which is a par li'oila, goes before the soir lechatos. Every ma'amir ben Rav Mishmei de Rav Bar Meri chatos avoidus chechovim chaseira aleph lechatos ksiv. At number four or dalid, if you have the pasuk vayim me'enei ho'eda nesel b'shkaga, this pasuk is in Bamidbar Tesvav, which means it's in Shlach, which tells you, oh, this is the avoidus zara karbanos. The one oyim me'enei ho'eda nesel b'shkaga. V'asu kol ha'eda par ben boker echa li'oila, yipar li'oila, reich nichoyach, minchos in iskoi, usir izem echad lechatos. Now notice that the word chatos is abbreviated over here. It's missing an aleph. Chatos, of course, is ches, test, aleph, tough. Why is it missing an aleph? To tell you that for this purpose, it's an exception to the rule. I'm not sure why, but nevertheless, there's an exception that this is not the grand big chatos containing an aleph in the middle that would precede an oila. This chatzis, for some reason, is considered to be somewhat inferior to the oila. Oila goes first, chatzis goes second, but that is obviously not the normal rule. It's only here because you're missing the aleph. Rava Omar Kamishbat Ksiv Bey. I have another raya taka that the oila goes before the chatzis because it says in the pasuk Kamishbat. We didn't say Kamishbat. We quoted the pasuk before. That you do a kamishbot, and that kamishbot goes and tells you that it's a sheni yasa oila kamishbot. Hikav zasher lechatas rishoina. It's number three. That's a different one. It doesn't say the word kamishpat.
It's number four. Number four.
Same one. Okay, the same passage which we just put here. Thank you. I appreciate very much bringing this to my attention. So what does Kamishva tell us? Rashi says Kamishva tells you that you do it in the way of the Ksiva in the Torah, the way it's written, how it's written in the Torah. Parmin Bakr Echad Yoyla, that's first. Sirizim Echad Lechatas, and you do a Kamishva Hazeh. You do it in this form, in this order. So the Rai is not only from Lechatas, but also from Kamishva. Okay, back to the Gemara, third wide line. Seir Avoidis Kechavim Koidim L'Seir Nasi. The Seir Avoidis Kechavim that we were just discussing, which is a Soir, which is a Chatas. The Seir Nasi, the Nasi Asher Yechtav. What happens with the Asher Nasi Yechtav? He has to also bring a Soir that's his own private carbon. This Seir Avoidis Kechavim is for the Tzibur. So which one goes before the other? Says the Gemara, the Seir Avoidis Kechavim comes first. My Taima. Hai Tzibur v'hai Yochid. The chashivas of the tzibur goes before the chashivas of the yochid. With this demonstrates the chiddush that we had earlier on, that we had the par koyin mashiach and the par hel nevush of tzibur, which is very parallel to what we're talking about now. We're talking about the seir avodas chum and the seir nasi. So the choyer there too, the par koyin mashiach should come secondary to the par of klai yisob par hel nevush of tzibur, because tzibur goes before the yochid. That's why we have to have the terutzim at the top of the omid to go and say no. The reason is because you have the mechaper before the miskaper, that you first go and do the koyin mashiach, like it says in the pasuk, asher sarav as a par harishoyin. That when you have the two together at one time, the par koyin mashiach comes first, and the par of klal yisrael goes second. But here you don't have that pasuk; you have just these two seirim of its chum and seir nasi. Then the svar is tzibur comes before yachid. Seir nasi koydum l'seiras yachid. What happens if seir nasi and seiras yachid? Meaning, two regular chatoim. When I say regular, not involving avodah zarah, but involving any one of the other averas for which the mezid you get kares. And b'shoy you bring a chatas kavua. Seir nasi, the nasi only brings the carbon soir like we've had. A yochid has a choice between a kizbo or a seira. He decided to bring l'moshul a seira, which comes first, the seira of the nasi, seira of the yochid. Says the Gemara, the nasi goes first. My taima, hay melech vay hedget. They're standing on line. Who should go first? The melech should go before the hedget. Seiras yochid koydemes lekivisas yochid. What happens if you have one bring a kizbo, one bring a seira? Who goes first? The yochid seira goes before the kivsa. 1 second. This is not unanimous. But Tanya, you have another price that says the other way around. Kivsa yochid kaidem is l'seiras yochid. The kivsa comes first. The chayra astira. Here it says kivsa first. Here it says seira first. Amr baitzan astira. It's a machlekes tanoi. Tanoi marsav seira adifa. One man yom holds seira adifa. We say adifa really means it takes precedence. It's kaidem. Shekein nisrabsa eitzel avoyis kechavim biyochid. Seira is, if you will, a popular carbon where the Torah has given it for multi-purposes. What are the multi-purposes? It's not only that a yachid that does one of the regular averos brings either kizbo or seira, but he brings a seira. When it comes to avodas kechavim in Parsha Shlach, all yechidim bring the same seira, whether you happen to be the melech, the kohen gadol, or a yachid. Pasuk says the nefesh. One nefesh, not klal Yisrael, you bring a carbon seira. Mashikin the tzibur we just spoke about before is the par of the sar. So the point is, therefore, this seira is much more popular than the kivsa in the sense that you bring it for multi-purpose for all the avodas chum. By avodas chum, there is no choice between kivsa seira; it's only seira. That's why the first price says seira goes first. When it talks about putting the emurin on the mizbeach, when it comes to the kivsa has the fatty tail, because the lamb by nature has a fatty tail, therefore you put that on the mizbeach, and everybody's starting to think more misachim. Yes, about Pesach, the aliyah, yeah, everybody agrees. But it's even gvaldik. But it has nothing to do with us, but it's always nice to think about. So getting back to our Gemara, so that's why the Kivsa is Odif, because there's more to be makriv on the Mizbeach than the Seira. Seira is a little bit more scrawny. It doesn't have this fat, plump aliyah to put on the Mizbeach.
So if you're in a rush,
yes,
if you're paskin like that, it's, you need a seer first. Everybody's going to want to have a seer, because if you have a kisva, you're going to be at the back of the line.
It depends which.
It depends on the coin.
But eventually, if you paskin,
it depends which price you hold. Like.
Okay, but let's say you hold like the first one, then you're going to, nobody's going to want to buy. Going to do a kisva.
Be a crash in the market. You
want the price.
Remember the Gemara, which tastes better, the goat meat or the lamb meat?
Yeah, the machlokes is between the kain gadol and the rebbetzin.
What is the connection here?
The Gemara doesn't bring that.
Okay.
Anyway, finally, the Gemara says, what about the korban oimer and the shtei halechem? What does that mean? Oimer koidem lekeves haba imoy, shtei halechem koidem lekvasim haba imoyim. When you bring the korban oimer on Pesach, of course, what do you bring with it? You bring special kvasim, and the shtei lechem, which are brought every single Shabbos, also has accompanying kvasim. Which one goes first? In the case of the oimer goes before the keves. In the case of the shtei lechem, they go before the kvasim. What's the reason why? Zeaklal, the rabbah begin liyoin, koidim ledover, haba begin lechem. Those things which are brought for the day. What means for the day? The korban ha'omer is brought on Pesach. We all know that. And therefore, that is coming because of the yontif, because of the day. The kvasim are only supporting characters, so to speak, where the Torah says, oh, you bring the korban ha'omer, and then you have to go and bring kvasim together with it. Same thing by the shtei alechem. Shtei alechem you bring every single Shabbos. You bring it because of Shabbos. You don't bring it on Tuesday, you don't bring it on Thursday. You bring it on Shabbos. That becomes mikin hayoyim. As the support to the shtei alechem, you bring the additional korbanos.
In addition to the tamid, in addition to...
Exactly. Zot the Mishnah, now that we spoke about which comes koidim, now we have further rules of preference and precedent. U'ish koidim le'isho le'hachiyos. U'l'hoshiv aveid. What means le'hachiyos? So the clear cut pshad le'hachiyos is talking about if chas v'sholem, you have a man and a woman, achmon le'tzlon, both at the same time drowning in the ocean, and you are a lifeguard. Who's the one that you should try to go and save first? You have to save the man first before the woman. Really, why is that? The answer is because a man is mitzvah in all of the 613 mitzvahs, and Isha is only mitzvah in the mitzvahs lo yisasa, but not the mitzvahs asay, shazman gerama, and therefore the Isha has more of an opportunity to serve Hashem by the kiyum of all those mitzvahs, and that's why he gets precedence, I should say. Another possible pshat lahachis means if they are chas v'sholem both poverty stricken, they both need food. Who do you go and give food to first? From the Mishnah, you could learn lahachis means that you have to go and support the ish before the isha. However, say the Mefarshim, that is not the likely pshat, because elsewhere we've had that when you have that situation of ish v'isha, you should rather support the isha before the ish. Why? Because it's darka she'ish. Lachzer al hapsochem, v'ein darka she'isha lachzer al hapsochem. If you have, unfortunately, people that are soliciting funds for food, rachmanu litzlan, you find in all the bati midrashim, especially now during El, before Rosh Hashanah, how many people come, nevach, that need support for just basic food items, basic clothing, basic this, basic everything. And so therefore, they are choyzer al hapsochem, they go from shul to shul, besmedish to besmedish, house to house, knocking on the doors. Women typically don't do that type of thing. And so therefore, other places it says that when it comes to food and basic support, you should go and give the isha before the ish. Therefore, you would have the stira with our Mishnah. If our Mishnah is talking about lahachis in terms of saving from a pool, from a lake, from the river, then we understand ish comes before isha because of tying mitzvahs. Robert has a question.
Yeah, what happens if you have a tzaddikus that obviously you have an average Jew or not such ayayay?
Namaris.
Who comes first?
It's very good that you asked that question, because in fact we're going to deal with that issue shortly in the Gemara and the next Mishnah about a Talmud Chacham coming before a... Now you're talking, of course, that the woman is a Talmud Chacham. Our Gemara doesn't talk about that. Tzaddikus, I understand. Tzaddikus. The Gemara is going to talk about those types of issues shortly. will Mitchum hopefully address that. In the meantime, a regular man, a regular lady, what's the din? The ish comes before the isha. Well, the hashav aveda, there's a shavas aveda, for the same reason, the tari mitzvahs go and return the aveda first to the isha. For isha kedemes l'ish l'chsus, if unfortunately both of them are in need of clothing, then you give the woman the clothing before you give to the man, because for the woman, she has the inyan of tznias, she has the inyan of pritzis, and it's a tremendous zilzul for a woman that nebuch she should not be dressed appropriately, both for halachic reasons as well as for sentimental and psychological reasons. The woman needs the clothing.
But isn't that obvious? If you have clothes for women, you cannot give it to a man, and you have clothes.
We're not assuming that we're assuming either that these are clothing which are unigender, or that both the pants and the skirt cost the exact same amount of money, $10. So rather give the $10 to the woman to buy the skirt than to give it to the man to go and buy the pants. No, we're not talking about a woman should wear men's clothing, a man should wear women's clothing. You're absolutely right. If Chas V'Shalom both have been taken as hostages, Nebuch, we're dealing with a hostage situation today already, 700 days and more. So we have, I don't know if there's still any women, but there certainly were women at the outset.
They were
freed earlier. Right. What's the reason why they were freed earlier? It's because of our Mishnah. That Isha has to go out before the Ish. What's the reason why? Because unfortunately, the captors are much more likely to go and start up with the women, Chas V'Shalom, for Aroyis, as opposed to with the man. So it's a tremendous zilzil that the woman has to go through, tremendous assault on her person. So therefore, Isha Kedem is when it comes to the base of Sheva. However, if we're talking about a situation where the captors are, unfortunately, do not discriminate, and they attack both men and women equally, meaning, says Rashi, Ish L'mishkav Zohar, man living with man, Nebuch Tzidrai to mention, that's before they go and change themselves to become transes, and then it's okay. Then he becomes a woman that you can live with a man.
It's always okay.
Anyway, Mizmach Shneim Oyim Bekalkolu Ish Kedem Isha. Then you should go and free the Ish before the Isha. The reason for that is simple, because although Isha, unfortunately, not because of the mitzvah reason, it's also because of the Kalkolu reason, the Zilzil reason. Rashi says that it's a even greater Zilusa. What's the greater Zilusa? That a woman is unfortunately attacked by men and they live with her. Unfortunately, that's the way of life, Rahman Litzlah. But that a man should go and attack a man to go and live with him, that is considered to be a little bit demented and insane. Mishkav Zohar, it's a Tuyeva, says the Torah. So therefore, if you in fact have those types of crazy captors, then get the man out first, because that is a real zilusa for the man to have to bear that type of situation. Now the Brice expands a little bit on the Mishnah, and it's going to include at least tangentially close to what Robert was asking before. What happens if the captors took three into captivity, three hostages, an individual, his father, and his rebbe? Who does he have the chiyuv to go and free first?
His rebbe.
Well, in the Brice it says, who kind of the rabbi? He goes first. What's the reason why? The Gemara doesn't say, but it says in the Mefarshim, because it says in the Pasuk, V'chei ochicha imach. Imach means with you. Everybody should please put themselves on mute, because we hear some background noise. So everybody, please put yourselves on mute. So who kaidim l'rabbi? He goes first. V'chei ochicha imach. Imach means you have precedence and priority, and then imach together with you. The others, who are the others? The next one goes the rabbi, and then rabbi koyim li aviv. So you're thinking to yourself, why would the rabbi be before aviv? So our Gemara doesn't bring it, but we have this in Masechtas Bava Metzia, in towards the end of Perek Eilam Metzias, because rabbi mevil lechay olam haba, and the aviv brought him to olam hazeh. Olam haba is greater. Rabbi comes before, and the Gemara there discusses what happens if aviv is also rabbi. Do you have a din of rabbi muvak? Okay, ayin b'bamitzi. Imay kedemis the kula. If Chas V'Shalom, the mother is in captivity, she goes before everybody else. Including for the same himself. Reason given in the Mishnah, because ispa zilusa tvei.
Including himself.
So it would appear. Because what is the tremendous zilzal over here? What we said before, that the men will want to seek to live with the woman, Rahman al Islam. Therefore, the zilusa, the zilzal is so, the humiliation and shame is so tremendous, she goes first. Chacham koidim lemelech Yisrael. If you have a chacham, and a Melech Yisrael. Now, when the Gemara talks about a Chacham, obviously we mean a Talmud Chacham, but in addition to that, we're usually talking about a Talmud Chacham who, in fact, has a great purity in his neshama, so therefore he would presumably qualify for Robert's question of the Tzaddik, not Tzaddikis, but we're talking about a Tzaddik, who's a Chacham. He goes before Melech Yisrael. Now, what's the reason why? Says the Gemara, I don't know if this is only the reason or it's amplification or this is a second case, because until now, the Chacham Kodem we were referring to the Shevi. Here we're referring to Chacham Shemes, Ein Lonu Ki Yoitzeboi, Melech Yisrael Shemes Kol Yisrael Ru'uyim L'malchus. What does that mean? It's very simple. If Chas V'Sholem, a Chacham passes away, there is no... He's irreplaceable. Exactly. There may be other Tamid Chacham, but to fill his shoes, that's very, very difficult, very, very hard. Melech Yisrael, Kol Yisrael Malchus, everybody's Royal Malchus. Every Yid, there is no special qualification. I mean, obviously, it helps that you have a little bit of Seichel. It obviously helps to be a Tzaddik, to be the Talmud Chacham. But the bottom line is, there are
They're all B'nai Melechim.
Very good. So, therefore, he is much more replaceable than him. And that's why the Chacham goes before the Melech Yisrael. There's a story about the Satmaruv, after one of the Rosh Bezdins in Yerushalayim had passed away, maybe it was Reuven Bengis, or maybe it was one of the later Rosh Bezdins. So each Rosh Bezdin of the Eidah Haredis was a very great Talmud Chacham. Even today, Sazan Gesundra Moshe Sternbuch, who's Kanayin Har, I think 102, and he's still sharp, still giving Shiurim on a regular basis, Mamish Mofsim. Anyway, so 30, 40, 50 years ago, whenever it took place, there was one of the previous Rosh Bezdins passed away, and they have to go and appoint a new one. So they went to the Satmaruv, had the power of appointment, because he was considered to be the Goyin Av Bezdin, even though he lived in Chutz Laaretz, and they asked him, who should we appoint? So he said, well, give me a list of candidates, you know, canvas the Torah world, come back with names, and then we'll choose. So in fact, they came back with a number of names, and one of them was known as the Minchas Yitzchak, that was Dayan Weiss, who was a very famous Dayan, who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And of the list of three or four or whatever candidates, the Satmaruv said Minchas Yitzchak or Yitzchak Weiss, he would be the appropriate person to take over. So the Gaboyim said to him, yeah, he's like a great Talmud Chacham, but he's not that much of a Kanoi. And since we're talking about Eidah Haredis, we have to have someone who's a shtickel kanois, you know, shtickel anti-Tzioni, that type. So the Satmaruv said, to go and make a great Talmud Chacham into a kanoi is much easier than finding a kanoi and making him into a great Talmud Chacham. So we start with the Minchas Yitzchak, we'll try to make him a shtickel right wing, a little kanoi. To start with a kanoi, mazel tov, but to make a great Talmud Chacham, that is very difficult to fill his shoes. So Chacham Shemeis, Einol and Kiyoitz, but you can't just say, okay, well, let's get another rabbi. There's some rabbis and there's some rabbis. Yeah. But Melech Yisrael, Kol Yisrael, Ru'im Lemachas. Melech Koyim Lekoyim Gadol. If you have a choice, a Melech and Koyim Gadol, in Shevi, in captivity, who goes first? The Melech goes first. I'm sorry.
So, with previous logic, anyone could be a melech, the Kohen Gadol. So
he has to be born a Kohen, and
so
you're saying the Kohen Gadol should go first?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he might have to bring a posse. Otherwise, you're right. Just like we said, Chacham Kohen Melech as well, Kohen Gadol, the Kohen should be before the melech.
But for the posse.
Shnema, it says in the posse, the Yemer HaMelech, Lohem Chu Imochem Abdi Adonechem. But what is this posse referring to? This is a posse that David HaMelech is now telling to Tzodik HaKoyin, the Nosan HaNovi, that they should please go and anoint Shlomo Melech, that he should be the new Melech, because Adoniah wanted to be the new Melech, and subsequently Avshalom wanted to be the new Melech. So you go and anoint now Shlomo Melech. You recall we learned the Gemara the other day, normally a Melech ben Melech, you don't have to be Moshech, but that's only if there's Shalom. That's Kehuvana Bekerev Yisrael. If there's Machloikis, then you have to go and be Moshe to go and certify and verify and authenticate that this is in fact the new king. So the Pasuk says, V'yemer Melech, this is David Melech speaking, Lohem, he's saying to Tzodik HaKoyin, who was the Koyin Godel, and Nosar HaNovi, who was the Novi of Klal Yisrael, Chu Imochem es Avdei Adoinechem, take with you the Avodim of your Odoin, of your master. And Virkavta Mishlemi Bini Ala Pirda Shali, Rabtam Oise Al Gichon, take him down to Gichon, as we said before in the Gemara yesterday, that because you want the Nimsha Malchusai and the Amaya.
It doesn't dry up.
Exactly. So this also, the Malchus hopefully will also be Nimshach forever, overflowing, flowing, as long as the person is alive. Anyway, who's the Avdi Adi Nechem that David HaMelech is telling them? He's telling the Avodim of your Adon, which really means himself. He's now referring to himself in the third party. He's telling the Tzadik HaKoyin, Nasan Navi, take along some of my Avodim, my David HaMelech's Avodim, which means the Avodim of your Adon, of your master. Ah, so therefore we see from the Pasuk that David HaMelech is saying, I as Melech, I'm the master of the Kohen Gadol, as well as the Navi. So that's the raya from that pasuk that Melech goes first, and then we have another raya, Kohen Gadol, Kohen Lenavi. How do I know Kohen Gadol goes first? From the same psukim that we're just referring to now, Shenema Umashach Oisay Sham Tzadik Hakoyim Asan Lenavi. So we see that David Melech, in referring to the two of them together, Hikdam Tzadik Lenasan. Tzadik was the Kohen Gadol, Nasan was the Navi. So you see, Kohen Gadol goes before the Navi. The Oymen have another raya. Says the pasuk Shema No. Yeshua Kohen Gadol, at v'riecha. You, Yeshua Kohen Gadol, together with your friends. Now it doesn't tell us who the friends are. If you look back in the original pasuk, in number 7 or Zion, Shema no Yeshua Kohen Gadol, at v'riecha, Yoshu lefanecha, ki anshe moifes heima. These are bali moifes. Kimi mevi es avitach. So it says in the pasuk, Kohen Gadol, together with the anshe moifes. Getting back to the Gemara, I would think the Reyim, the friends, were just, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry, nice friends. Tom Malone, Mikanshi, Moifes Eva. Then Moifes El Novi. Moifes by definition means a Novi Shinemar. Venosin Elecha, Ois, Oi, Moifes, etc. Then you know you're supposed to follow the words of that Novi as opposed to a Novi Hasheker. Oh, so what do I see from this Pasuk? We see that the Kohen Gadol goes before the Reyim, who were Anshi Moifes, who were the Neviim. Kohen Gadol before the Navi. Right, the Meshuv B'Shem and the Mishra, Kohen the Meruba B'Gadim. Meshuv B'Shem and the Mishra comes before the Meruba B'Gadim. And as we've said before, because the Meshuv B'Shem and the Mishra has all the Dinim, Meruba B'Gadim is missing at least one Din. One Din is that. That's the bringing of the power of Kohen Mashiach. We had a Machloikis about that. The Meir disagrees. But the Chachom and Reb Shimon both agree that Mashiach Hashem HaMishcha is the only one that brings that special power, Kohen Mashiach, not the Meruba B'Gadim, so therefore apparently it's going according to that Matni Amar. That's why he has a certain Yipui Koyach over the other. But it's not just in this one Allah, it's also by the fact that he's talking Mashiach Hashem HaMishcha, which gives him an additional degree of Kedusha, of holiness, purity, because of that Mashiach. While the other one, Taka, physically, administratively, on a practical level, he's a Meruba B'Gadim, but he doesn't have that additional anointment of the Shem and Mishra. Meruba B'Gadim Kodim L'Mashiach She'ovar Machmas Kiryah. You have the Meruba B'Gadim, and then you have the, oh, by the way, wait, just going back for a moment. Mashiach Meshem and Mishra and the Meruba B'Gadim, all the Meforshim Tumunzach means they are all asking, how would you ever have the two of them together in the same room? Isn't the Mashiach Hashem and Mishka by definition the one that was Mashiach in the first Beis HaMikdash, and Meruba B'Gadim was in the second Beis HaMikdash after Yeshio was Goynez the Hashem and Mishka, so you would never have the two together that you would say he takes preference over the other if, for instance, Chas V'Shalom, both of them are hostages. This, you would think you'd have them separate. I mean, you could talk about it in theory, but in practice it would never occur. Sorry, what were we saying?
You could have one of each, one from before and one after at the same time.
80 or 70 some years old, 80, 90 years old, because to be a coin, I think it'd be 30, right?
Yeah, you start with 30 and you go from
so,
30.
So it meant the Mashiach has to be 100 years old. Yeah. He had to be 30 when he was Mashiach, and now he has to be 70 years later by a Cheney, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be the case. So then, the Lechoyra, you have to go and say that it's talking about that the Kohen, it was talking about the Yoshio's time, and the first Kohen Gadol who was doing the Avodah, he unfortunately became Tomei. We had to go and take a second one. By the time that we took the backup to go and replace the first one, what happened was that the Yoshio was already going as the Shemana Mishcha, so you can no longer go and be Moshech the new temporary Kohen Gadol, and therefore you had to go and inaugurate him, install him by Meruba B'Gadim. So that would be the case of the Shem and the Mishkan would have begun. However, the Tosfos HaRosh brings that possibility, and he rejects that. See if you want to take a quick look here. Yeah. Down
second wide line.
Okay, Vishwam, I know you're sure. Is that what you're referring to? Okay, fourth wide line. You have the same thing. Reish perek koin gadol, mashuach b'shemen ha-mishcha, umru b'begodim, mashuach b'shemen ha-mishcha odif, or maybe parabol kol mitzvahs, umru b'begodim lai, the tema. Hey, chave beis kahanam gedolim kiachar, how can they both be around at the same time? It's either first base of midrash or second base of midrash. So yesh b'forshim ch'ira tumma l'koin mashiach, the koin mashiach had some sort of tumma, and it was now, achash agonaz yeshio ha-melech ha-shemen ha-mishcha, Uminu Meruba Begodim L'Shamesh Tachtav, and therefore now they appointed the Meruba Begodim to take over the Kahuna Gedoyla. The first one is still alive, but he was sidelined because unfortunately he became Tameh, and therefore you have now both of them contemporaneously. And now the question is, who goes first? Right here it says, this is Tosfos HaRosh, I'm not happy with Abshad. Timkein Avon L'Mechda Meshuach B'Shem and Mishcha. It should go and use the expression not just b'shuach men Hashem and Mishcha and the Meruv Begodim. It should talk about Meruv Begodim she'avar. Kiram Ridon, like we've had before. Meruv Begodim koydul Mashiach she'avar ve'oid tarsam enozer etc. What does he mean to say? If the Meruv Begodim is just a temporary kohen gadol because the Mashiach Hashem and Mishcha is temporarily indisposed because he's become tummy like a balkari, so he took the Meruv Begodim temporarily. Okay, that's going to soon be she'avar. We've already had a number of mishnayos about the koin ha-mishamish and the koin she'avar. So that's the way the Gemara should express it, not just Meshuach and the Meruv HaBegodim, the Meruv HaBegodim she'avar. Kinamrina. So therefore, and Tosfos has another couple, Tosfos HaRosh, another couple of kashas. So therefore, if you go down a line or two to the end of the line, O Peter Sharav Ramoshe Me'uvra, the Kigoin. Shegola uishechola koyin gadol, v'ukmi acher tachta. We're talking about that the koyin gadol was taken into golus by Nebuchadnezzar or whomever. Uishechola koyin gadol, or the koyin gadol got very sick, like nitzareya, like we've had before. V'ukmi acher tachta, and now we appointed another one instead. The kimin sheshimesh yomim rabim, if he continued on to mishamish, not just Yom Kippur, a one day thing, a month, a year. Or whatever. In all likelihood, because now he's been a Kohen Gadol for quite a while, not just for a day temporarily, but on a long-term basis. Even if the first Kohen Gadol were to return, I would still say, keep the Meruv Begodim working and doing the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, even though he was only the replacement, but he's been a replacement now for a month, a year, 5 years. It doesn't say how long. The dafka b'ira kari shasheni eni mishamish elafi shah. He's only a temporary day. However, if you're talking about that the third one was sidelined and suspended for months, years, whatever it is, then in such a case, the Meruv Begodim would now continue doing the avoid. So now, what happens if both of them are bringing a carbon, or both of them have to be saved because they're both in Chevy, or whatever, who has preference and precedence? So going back to our Gemara now, Zok the Gemara, the Mashiach Hashem and the Mishra comes before the Meruv Begodim, even though according to Tosfos HaRosh, Meruv Begodim is the one that's doing the Avodah on a daily basis, but nevertheless, Nimshach Hashem and the Mishra still has a higher Madrega. Meruv Begodim Kenu Mashiach She'ovar Machmas Kiryah. So that's, we talked about that, we touched on that a moment ago in the Tosfos HaRosh, that if you have the Meruv Begodim, and then you have the Mashiach She'ovar Machmas Kiryoy, and the Meruv Begodim comes before that Mashiach Machmas Kiryoy, that Ovar Machmas Kiryoy. Mashiach She'ovar Machmas Kiryoy, Koidim the Ovar Machmas Mumay. You have the one that was Ovar Machmas Kiryoy, he goes before the Ovar Machmas Mumay. What's the reason why? Because Machmas Kiryoy is only temporary, for a day, two, maybe. Machmas Mumay, he could have a Mum, even if it's a Mum Oiver that it's going to get healed. He broke a hand, he broke a leg, whatever, but it's still going to keep him from doing the avodah for a week, for a month, whatever it is. So he gets rushed. Over Machnas Mumai, Koyim Mishuach Mulchama. Because the Over Machnas Mumai, he still is a Koyim Gadol. Okay. He's been sidelined, suspended temporarily because of his Mum. But Mishuach Mulchama is a Koyim Gadol. Even though we said yesterday in the Mishnah, the Mishuach Mulchama has certain dinim similar to the case of the Koyim Gadol we had in the Braisa. Hey Dvorim, Leferea, Veleferim, and Tabakroivim, was a Psula, Asbalmana. All true, but he's still not the Koyim Gadol. Mishuach Mulchama Koyim Lesegin, or people say Skan. Really, the truth of the matter, it should be Segin. Skan is really when it's attached to Skan Koyim Gadol, the assistant to Koyim Gadol is called Skan. Just like we had yesterday, Zokin Zakan Aaron. When it happens to be on its own, a beard is called a Zokin. When it's attached to another word, it's Zakan Aaron, Zakan of Aaron the Koyim. That's what we have there, right? The two pearls of the two drops of oil, etc. Anyway, so it's really Segin, but the belt says Skan, because that's what we're used to.
But in Yuma with...
he's a Skan Koyim God.
Skan Koyim God.
When you attach it to the word Koyim God, it's Skan Koyim God, for sure. But it's on its own, it's really Segin. Even today, you notice as well, when you have one of the lieutenant or captain, is called a
Segin. Yeah, it's a rank.
It's a rank, right, exactly. Anyway, so Mishuach Mulchama Koyim the Skan, or the Segin. What's the reason why? We'll see in another moment, not for all purposes. We'll see shortly. While the Skan is Koyim, the Skan means the right-hand man of the Koyim Gadol. The Koyim Gadol, for instance, was a Balkeri, and he had nobody else. The Skan would go and do the Avoid in his place. He was the top of the hierarchy, right under the Koyim Gadol in Beis Mikdash. And therefore, Skan is Koyim Amarko. Yes, Shelly, you want to say something? Did he wear all the garments? If he was performing as a Kohen Gadol, he wore all the garments. And then it had the rank on it, exactly, with the three or four stripes. Yeah, good. Anyway, so the second is Koyim Lamarkel. What's the Amarkel? My Amarkel? Omer Avchizda. Omar Kula. The word Amarkel is like Rosh Tevis together. Amar Kula. It's a contraction of these two words. What does that mean, Omar Kula? He's the general manager, if you will, the executive director of the whole Beis HaMikdash. Anything and everything that has to do with the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's repair and maintenance, appointments, this and that, he's the Amarkul, Omar Kula, he speaks to all of the issues, he's on top of everything. So the Segin is, I guess, more of a religious function, Amarkul is more of an administrative function, Skan goes before the Amarkul. Amarkul comes Koyim LeGizbar. Gizbar is the one that's in charge of Lishkas HaGozes, all the monies that were collected in Machzor Sheker. The Gizbar Koyim LeRosh Mishmar. The Gizbar comes before the Rosh Mishmar. We have 24 Mishmarais. Every Mishmar to have a Rosh Mishmar. So the Gizbar was higher than Rosh Mishmar. Rosh Mishmar was Koyim LeRosh Beis Av. Every Mishmar had 6 or 7 Batei Av, one for each day. So Machlokes, whether Shabbos had a separate Beis Av or not. But regardless, the Rosh Mishmar was in charge of the whole Mishmar, is greater than the one that's in charge only of 1/6 or 1/7 of that Mishmar. The Rosh Beis Av is Koyim LeKoyin Hedjit. He's just a regular Koyin Hedjit. Now, we spoke about before the Sgan and the Amarka. So, Zokimari Boilil, the Inyan Tuma, Sgan U Mashiach Machama. So, not the Sgan and the Amarka, but the Sgan and the Mashiach Machama. What was the din before about the Mashiach Machama? He said, Mashiach Machama, go up 2 lines, Mashiach Machama, Koyim LeSgan. So, Zokimari Boilil, the Inyan Tuma, Sgan U Mashiach Machama, Ezimahen Koyim. If it's the Gabi Tumah, meaning that the Skan became Tameh, and the Mishuach Macham became Tameh, to whom do you give precedence if, for instance, they're bringing Kabanois and the like? They were both traveling. Unfortunately, there's a Meis Mitzvah. One of them has to take care of it. Who should take care of it? But if Shiitameh, Mishuach Machamah, while Yitameh Skan, rather Mishuach Machamah should be the one that's Metameh himself, and not the Skan. Why? If for some reason the Kohen Gadol became possible, Balkeri, Mum, whatever, so the one that you immediately fill in the as a substitute replacement is a Skan. Oh, so therefore he has a higher Madrega, and we need him to do Avoida, and if he's going to be a Tmei Mes, he won't be able to do the Avoida, so therefore, rather than the Mishulman Chum become the Tmei Mes, and not the Skan. But you just said a moment ago, 3-4 lines above, that Mishuach Mulchama is Koyim LeSgan. Amravina Kitanya Hi Lahach Yoisai. That's talking about to go and save him. For instance, both Chas V'Shalom drowning, then save the Mishuach Mulchama before the Skan. What's the reason why? So Rashi says on the second wide line on the left hand side of the top, second line, lachyosi hu koydum skan mishum de tzibur tzrichem loy lemshuach melchama letzerech melchama tvei mushuach melchama letzerech melchama tvei miskan. If Chas Hashem there is a melchama in Klal Yisrael, we know unfortunately been a melchama now for close to 2 years, the mushuach melchama has to make all the announcements. We need him for the tzibur, we need him for the melchama. Much more than we need the skan, who is just helping out as an accessory, an assistant to the Kohen Gadol. So in fact, if we have a problem with the avoider, that the Kohen Gadol may become possible, oh, then make sure the skan does not become tomei by tomei mes, becoming tomei mes, because otherwise he won't be able to fill the shoes of the Kohen Gadol. However, here we're not talking about tomei v'tara, here we're talking about lach yoisei, then we have to prefer the Mashiach Muhammad over the skan. Of course, Klal Yisrael has a greater need for the Mashiach Muhammad if and when a Muhammad were to occur, rather than the skan, which is a much more limited function. Okay, on to the next Mishnah. Koyin, Koydim Lelevi, Levi Yisrael. All of this is based on the prior Mishnah that we started off with. Kol HaMakudosh Mechaveroi Koyin. Right? What was the lesson of the Mishnah? Kol HaMakudosh Mechaveroi Koyin is Chaveroi. And we brought the Rai from the Koyin, because the kiddush the lechol d'bishem kedusha. So now we're continuing that. We're saying it's not only a question of a koyin. Koyin chayim lelevi and levi liyisrael and yisrael lemamzer, mamzer lenosin, nosin leger, ger the eved meshuchror. We'll explain even all of these things shortly in the Gemara in more detail. Eimasai bizman shekulam shavim. That's when they're all basically the same. Now getting back again to Robert's point of about 20 minutes ago. And v'mhoyim mamzer talmud chacham. The Kohen Gadol Am Aretz, you have a mamzer. We know what a mamzer is. And he's a Talmud Chacham. I don't mean a colloquial mamzer. That we got plenty of. But a mamzer that was born, let's say, an Eishes Ish, a Maises Nus, or whatever. And he happens to be a Talmud Chacham. And then you have a Kohen Gadol, who unfortunately is an Am Aretz, which was not infrequent in the second Beis Hamikdash. What happens? A mamzer Talmud Chacham, Kohen Gadol Am Aretz. That shows you how much importance the Torah attaches to a person who's a Talmud Chacham, and Philip Mamzer, greater than the Kohen. Okay, says the Gemara now we're going to go through each one of the cases. Kohen Kohen Levi Shenema B'nei Amram Aaron U'Moshe V'yibodel Aharon Kodesh Kodoshim. Says that the children of Amram were Aaron and Moshe, and Aaron was separated, Lashon Havdalah, Kodesh Kodoshim, as opposed to Moshe and the rest of the Levim, who are Kodesh, but not Kodesh Kodoshim. So, Kohen goes first. Levi Kohen Yisrael Shenem Baisa He Hivz Hashem as Shevet HaLevi, and the Kodesh Baruch was Mavdolem. What's the test? Not Mitoich, but rather a Nimtza, because of that pasuk is missing. So Baisa Hivz Hashem as Shevet HaLevi, I guess, just on its own, Kodesh Baruch was Mavdolem, in which respect that they should have a din of Kedusha before Klai Yisrael. Yisrael Kohen L'Mamzer. Why should they be Yuchas? They're Yuchas. Yisrael comes from kosher parents on both sides. Unfortunately, the mamzer does not have kosher parents from both sides. Mamzer koyim l'nosin. What's a nosin? So we've had this many times. Nosin means the givoinim that came in the times first of Moshe and Yeshua, and they camouflaged themselves and acted as if they come from somewhere far away, like from Australia. They came with torn and tattered clothing, and they said, we want to make a peace treaty with Klal Yisrael, and Yeshua ben Nun agreed to that, and only after that did they discover and they agreed to convert to becoming Jews and to be part of Yiddishkeit, and only afterwards did we find out that these are a bunch of phonies, that these are actually among the Sheva Amamim there in Eretz Yisrael, where it says Leisachaya Kol Neshama, that all of them should be either thrown out or killed, and here they tricked them by acting as if they were foreigners far away. And so therefore, since Yeshua ben Nun was concerned that there shouldn't be a Chil Hashem, because all of the social media are going to go and say, oh, here Klal Yisrael made a bris with these people, and then shortly thereafter they went and killed them, and they shot them, and they threw them out, and the genocide, and all the other evil things that they say about the Jewish people. So it says in the Pasuk that Yeshua nosnam l'she'avi l'choitvi eitzim l'she'avi moim. It means he gave them menial labor to do. They were the wood choppers as well as the water carriers. So since it said in the Pasuk, Nosnam, that's how they got the term, Nisin. So our Mamzer Koyel Nisin, why is there Bam Tipak Sheira? Because in the case of the Mamzer, the Tipa was from a Tipak Sheira, meaning from a Jewish man and a Jewish woman, even though it was in Sin, because an Isser and a Shesish or Aroyus, whatever it was, but nevertheless comes to Tipa Kshera. Vizeba mitipa psula. The Nesinim originally were Goyim. Therefore that's considered Tipa Psula. Tipa Kshera goes first. And Nasim come Koinul Meger. Even though both of them are Gerim, but and Nasim comes before Ger. Why? Because the Nesinim is no longer first generation. This is already many generations of Nesinim, and therefore they were brought up Bikdusha among the masses of Klal Yisrael. Mashenkin, a brand new Ger, he until now was a Goy, and now he's becoming a Ger. So therefore he didn't have that same cultural experience, so to speak. So Nasim goes first. Robert has a question.
We have Tadoyim,
Yes, Unkel is Shmai Raftali, and it says that they were descended from Gerim.
Absolutely. Rameir was a descendant from
Gerim. Descended of Gerim.
Any one of them, since they're all Tamid Chom, the Tanoim and Amiroim and all the rest, so then they would all go even before the Kohen Gadol Amoret. Madach Amamzer Tamid Chochem goes before the Kohen Gadol. So certainly a Ger Tamid Chochem would go before the Kohen Gadol Amoret. You're absolutely right. So the Nesin would come before the Ger. Ger koinam li Evet Meshuchrar. Evet Meshuchrar has the same status just like a Ger. Why does a Ger come before the Evet Meshuchrar? So he b'chlal Orav, so he b'chlal Orav. Every Evet Kanani comes from either literally from Canaan, or at least figuratively comes from Canaan. It says about Canaan, Or Canaan, Evet Avodim Yeli Echav. So we see that being an Evet is coupled with an Orav, with a curse. So every Evet Meshuchrar is cursed, was cursed when he was an Evet, Hashem came the Ger, was just a regular guy. So therefore, he goes first. Amos, right, Bizman, Shekul, and Shabim, they're all on the same Madrek. However, if the Talmud Chochem Mamzer goes before the Kohen Gadol Amoritz, we know, and Amelia, how do I know, Merav Achad, Chanina, the Krotz, and the Pasuk, Yikore Him Pninim. Yikore is referring to the Torah, that it's more precious than pearls. So, Yimora, Yikohen Gadol Shechnas, Shenichnas, Lefnaid, Lefnim. The limit of Torah, the Talmud Chacham, is greater than the Kohen Gadol. That's Pninim, Lefnai Lefnai. Tan Reb Shimon Yechoi Oimer, Reb Shimon Yechoi Oimer. Bedinu Shiyakim Eben Shuchah LeGer. Really, Eben Shuchah should come before Ger. Shezeh Gadol Imana Bekdusha. Zeleh Gadol Imana Bekdusha. Similar to the Svar that we had with the Nosin and the Ger. So here too, the Eben Shuchah lived among us for many, many years. Elazeh Yevachal Or, Zeleh Yevachal Or, as we said before. Shalu Talmid of Reb Lozer Reb Tzadik, and then we have a couple of shaydas that were asked by the Talmid of Reb Lozer Reb Tzadik. The name Ma Hakoil Rotzen Lisa Giyurif and Hakoil Rotzen Lisa Mishukharis. How come when they send out the shidduch resumes, this is one of the dear Susie questions or dear Sprinza questions. How come everybody wants to preferably marry Giyurif and not marry and a Mishukharis? Mishukharis is also a Giyurif, and she lived with us among Klal Yisrael for so many years before she was freed. So shouldn't she get an adifus, a precedence? By definition, every Evet, every Shivcha was B'chlal, this parish of Or, if everybody wants to marry a Giyuris and not someone who was an Arura. When you're dealing with a Goita, you assume that there's a certain degree of normalcy, normal degree of culture, of ethical behavior, when you're dealing with a goit. When you're dealing with a shifra kananis, unfortunately, the preetzes, what's Gemara say?
Marbaziba.
Yeah, and the Gemara zile, preetzele, nichele, right? The shayla, whether
by nichele,
exactly. By an ev meshucher, is it nichele that you can go and be zochel on mishlech the fun of? Do you have to be a shliach? And so one man yem that the chum say, yes, he prefers to remain an Eved, because it's an Eved, he has free access to all of these Shufres Kananias. Okay. Next shot. Shola Tamir Mr. Bluzar and other Girsois of Bluzar Bret Tzadei. M'nei Mahakelev Makir Eskoyne V'chosel Ein Makir Eskoyne. How come a dog shows a certain degree of respect to its owner and a cat does not? If you walk down the street here in the West Side, you'll see constantly people going with their pet dog. You don't see them walking with their pet cat, because if they would take their cat out in the street, the cat would run away very quickly. Well, the dog constantly is looking back with its owner, so it's much more loyal to its owner, Masha Inkein the cat. Why is that? Omalehem, Umaho Oichel Mimasha Achbar Oichel Mishakeach forgets Oichel Achbar Atzmi Alachs Kam Vakam. What does the Gemara mean? We're going to have on the Omid Beis certain things that if you do them, that's unfortunately kosher, that shikha. One of them is if you eat from food which was previously nibbled on by an ach or by a mouse. If you now eat from that food, even if you cut it off, cut off the side, wherever you were nibbling, that unfortunately is kosher l'shicha. So Zokti Yomar, madach, if you eat a food that the achbar was eating, it's kosher l'shicha. If you eat the achbar itself, avada, it's kosher l'shicha. Who is the one that eats the achbar itself?
The cat.
The cat. So the cat forgets. I'm sorry?
And the Chinese.
And the Chinese. Good. So neither the cat nor the Chinese is makir, is koinai, for that reason.
That's the second level.
It's the second level, yeah. So therefore...
It's still included.
Okay. Anyway, so bottom line is, that's why the cat is not makir, is koinai, because it's forgetful, because it eats the achbar, and just eating from the food of the achbar is forgetful. It's chalas, kamakam, eating the achbar itself. Sholes told me as Reb Lozik and Reb Lozik about Tzadok, the name of HaKoyl Moishlem Bachborim. Why is it that everybody's Moishlem Bachborim? Meaning that everybody wants to be in charge of the Achborim and to destroy them and to take care of them. And Rashi says, Moishlem Bachborim, the left hand side, the name of Ma, Nitna Ma Poli Yisera Bachborim, Shinidof and Todir Todir. Wherever you see mice, everybody's running after the mice, especially if it's a rat. Many people run away from the rat. But anyway, but they're trying to constantly capture them, get rid of them. What's the reason why? What's this obsession that people have with mice and rats? Nesha Surin Ra. Because there's... What does that mean, Surin Ra? Mahi. Rava Omra Fil Glimi Kaitzi. Many other wild animals or animals that are hefker, like cats, for instance, they will go and eat food that they find. In the case of the achbar, even eats glimi. Glimi are clothing. It finds clothing lying around, it'll bite into and chew some of the clothing.
It's a free Torah.
It's a free Torah too, okay. Anyway, so bottom line is, that's why achbarim are bad and we don't like them.
They didn't try to eat free Torah. They eat it with the cheese that was in the aron.
But after the cheese in the aron, the reason why you're not allowed to put the truma in the aron is because we're afraid that they're going to come to damage the Sefer Torah. Why don't you go and just put up a sign, no trespassing to the Torah, don't touch it. Since they're there already, after they eat from the nibble from the food, they'll use that for kompot, for dessert. Okay. Rapapa says it's even worse than that. There are some mice or some rats that they chew not only clothing, a filler, shufsa mora gaitzi. Shufsa mora means even the handle of, for instance, a shovel or of an axe, that they will also bite into the wood. So therefore, surin ra. These are bad guys, and that's why everybody runs after to chase away the mice and the rats. Tanarabat, chamisha dvar mishachem es alimut. There are five things. Now, here the Gemara is going to list a whole bunch of things that, number one, are bad for limud. In other words, it causes you to forget. And then other things which are good to return to, good for memory, to contain your memory and to resuscitate and to return it, etc. Some of these are based on the physical. Some of these are based more on the esoteric. There's a lot of discussion among the achrayim about things like that, which ones still apply nowadays. If it's the practical, based on the teva, well, the teva has changed over the years. If it's esoteric, more Kabbalistic, then it would apply. So there's a lot of discussion about that. This is beyond my pay grade. You want, as an initial exploration, you can look into the art scroll. It brings some very fascinating things. Anyway, Tanurban Chamisha Dvar Mishachem is a limud. On the side it says it's a Talmud. These five things that cause a person to be forgetful. That's why we brought it, because we brought in the Amid Aleph. If the Akbar just nibbled from it, stay away from that food. Or what the cat eats from. Remember, the cat, after all, eats the achbar, so he has, unfortunately, that DNA now of the mouse in him. Person who eats the heart, this person is really heartless. He eats the
leaf.
Even from a kosher behema. I once had a chavrusa in Yerushalayim. He's unfortunately from a very poor family, and he said that they are very desperate for food. On Shabbos, they go and buy regular meat, small amounts, obviously, for the mishpacha, and they buy the heart, and he says he gives the heart to his wife to eat. I said, why do you do that? He says, because the Gemara says that leiv mishakeach esalim means a Talmud, learning Gemara. My wife has no chiv to go and learn Gemara. Here it says limud, on the side it says Talmud. Talmud means the Gemara. My wife has no chiv to learn Talmud, so she might as well eat the leiv, which was cheaper than the regular meat, and that's why he would go and buy it for her. I'm not recommending it. I'm just telling you.
I thought so she would forget how bad things are.
Exactly.
Yes, Shelley, what did you want to say?
He wanted to give his wife his heart.
He wanted to give his heart, right? And he gave it full, wholeheartedly. Anyway, so we continue on. Baharogel b'zeisim, a person that eats a lot of zeisim, a lot of olives. A lot of people eat olives, right? Yeah.
We had that already in Brachos, I think. We said it was, if it's kavushed, it's...
Well, we're not finished. Vashuisa mayim shel shiur rechitza, a person who drinks water left over, I guess, in the bathtub or after a netilas yadayim or something similar. Varoichet raglav zol gabizu, and if you wash your feet one on top of the other, which, by the way, by Kahanim, in fact, it says that
by the Kir,
they did have one foot on top of the other. So the Mefarshim say, oisa mitzvah lo yeda dovera. Someone who's doing a mitzvah, he doesn't have to worry about this type of situation. He's doing a mitzvah of the rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim, so that's okay. But a regular person should not put one foot on top of the other and pour water on them together or shower on them together. Each one should be on its own footing, literally. The Yishayim, others add in number 6-1, Afa Miniach Kelev Mitachlim Rishoysev. Person, when he goes to sleep, he shouldn't go and put his daily clothes under his head. But next to
that, the Beis HaMokad would do that. Same answer.
Number 1 or number 2. It doesn't mean literally under his head, but he put it next to his head. Chamish Dvorim Meshiv Mesalimet. 5 things will now return the Talmud. In other words, you're afraid that unfortunately you've lost. This is a way to keep and retain your learning. What are those? Pas Pachomin. Pasta that has been baked on top of pechem are colds. The kolshkim chomatzim, and if you eat some of the colds themselves, obviously wait until they cool off. If they're still hot, it won't be good. But to eat some, that's a there. I had another chavrusa in Yerushalayim, and he would always go and buy burned on Erev Shabbos, when you went into the bakery, some of the chalas were overbaked, and he said that there was a demand for chalas that was slightly burned, based on this Gemara, that something which is burned, like on the charcoal, that's Meshavis Alimut.
Don't they call that toast?
No. Okay.
That's what Menashe asked Ravashi. Which side, where do you make the bracha from? From the part of the challah which is the most burnt, because Ravashi didn't know the answer initially.
That's because he hadn't eaten. Once he ate it, he knew the answer already. Anyway, so Meshavis Alimut, if you eat from it, you get the dough.
Oh, is that with Menashe?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Pas V'chomim, it's on the charcoal or the charcoal itself. V'oichel beyam megugeles b'loy melech. Beyam megugeles means a roasted egg, b'loy melech without salt. V'rogel b'shem and zayis. So before, if you ate the zaysim themselves, no good. But if you eat the shem and zayis, that is good. So if you eat the two together, presumably they neutralize one another. Most people that eat the olives, they buy in the cans with the oil, so it could be that they neutralize each other. V'rogel b'yayin v'samim, someone that drinks a lot of wine and it smells psamim. Vasho isa mayim shel shiuri isa, a person that drinks the water which is left over from the dough, when you put the dough together, some liquid left over. V'yesh omim afa tevel etzboi b'melach v'oichli, puts his finger into the salt and he licks it and eats it, that's also good.
He's eating which his salt? Finger?
No, he's eating the salt.
He's eating the salt which is on the finger.
Which salt?
Which salt doesn't say. Harogel b'shem and zayis. So we just said harogel b'shem and zayis is good. Just like if you learn something already for 70 years, you eat the olives, we said it's mishakeach, causes you to forget. That can go and retain the limit of the 70 years. So this is a good antidote, one for the other. Rava says the person who drinks wine and he smells the reyach, pikchen, that can go and open up the mind, open up the brains, and they help for pikchus, for being smart. V'tovet tzpoi b'melech, you put your etzba in, omri shlokish uba'achas, one finger. Ketanoi, it's a machloikis, v'yuda omer achas, one finger, v'lishtayim, not two, v'yasi amishtayim, v'lishalos, two and not three. V'simonech, how are you supposed to remember one and two, or two and three? Maybe three and four, maybe four and five. V'simonech is kemitza. What means kemitza? So we know what kemitza is when we're talking about the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. That means the three fingers. However, the fourth finger is known as the kemitza finger. What are the other fingers known as? One is the agudel, so that's the thumb. The second one is the etzba. Third one is known as the oma, because the ama starts from there. The fourth one is the kemitza, and the fifth one is the zeres. Zeres, because there's a measure from here to here, is a zeres, which is half an ama. Anyway, bottom line is the kemitza is the fourth finger. So what's the importance? Says Rashi, have a person go and fold over the fourth finger, and now you have one on this side and two on the other side. Actually says, yeah, gudel doesn't count, because a gudel is not together in the row together with the other finger, so ignore that. So when you fold your fourth finger, now you have two on one side, one on the other side, and that's the mnemonic to remember that was the machloikis. So one says one, and the other one says two. You have that like that kmitza, ashtikel, machitza in between, so that you remember this is one, and he said two, instead of saying he said two and he said three. Three doesn't stem. That's why you have the kmitza as the mnemonic to remember. The following 10 are bad for the limit. Person that walks underneath the afsar. Afsar is like a saddle or a yoke or something on top of the gomel, on top of the camel. Don't walk underneath it, and certainly don't walk under the gomel itself, besides the possible sakana, but that's also kosher limit. If you have two gemalim standing next to each other, don't walk in between the two camels. And the camels, of course, is not that common here, for instance, in New York and most urban centers. However, the situation in Noshim, that's very common, and there are many people that are very makbid on that, making sure not to walk between two women. And it's specifically talking about if they're standing one next to each other, as opposed to just a whole bunch of their 100 people walking on the street in the same direction. There happen to be two women, you can walk just like everybody else. That's not a problem.
It's not the opposite direction.
Opposite direction means we're talking about women who are stationary as opposed to people that are all traveling or walking together at the same time. You're in the airport, you have 50 people all walking together, running together to go and catch the flight. That's no problem if you have a woman on one side or on the other side. Just when they're standing stationary, that is where the situation becomes problematic. If you can avoid it, matoy manoim, if not, try to go and take with yourself whatever you could. I remember when I was a young boy in Camp Korina, our Rebbe for the summer was Rav Moshe Wolfson, Zichron Livracha, who just passed away last year, famous Mashkiach, Tavidas, etc. He was a relatively young man, probably in his late 20s, maybe early 30s. He used to stay during the summer in Camp Eshel. Camp Eshel was about 2 miles walk from Camp Korina, and he would often walk it, presumably for exercise, and he always walked with a cane. And people wondering, he's a young man in his 20s, 30s, he needs a cane. No, the Yoidei Dova, the ones that knew that sometimes there would be women also walking on the way. If he couldn't avoid them, he was always wearing a cane, because it says that makes a Zashtikul Mechitza to hold something. It says that if you don't have a cane, then hold something else tangible in your hands. And if you have nothing tangible to hold, especially like a Shabbos, you can't, not carrying anything, you should hold on to a lock of hair. It says at least you're holding something, forms of Zashtikul Mechitza between the Shnei Nashim. Anyway, the same thing applies to women going between two men. Here Rashi says, mitachas, you go underneath, it means that you're walking next to the nevela, was stinked, that unfortunately, that is kosher limit, can cause you to forget a lot of things, but especially your limit atoyah. If you're walking underneath a bridge, that there has not been any flowing water under that bridge for the last 40 days. And a pas which was not fully baked, no good. Before we talked about it, it was fully baked. It was burned. That's good. But if it's not fully baked, nishkit. Zoya melistrin is a large ladle that was used to go and take out the fats or the schmutz, whatever, from a large pot. So if you have a shtikl basa there, don't eat it directly from the ladle. Remove it from the ladle and eat it from the plate, eat it with a fork, etc. If you have a brook that goes through a basic forest, through a cemetery, nishgit, don't drink from that water. Even if you're out of the water, in other words, out of the cemetery, that water passed through, nishgit. Yeah, shall we?
I was just laughing.
No, don't. When you talk about cemeteries, you shouldn't laugh. But anyway, drinking from that water is a real mess, because in the basic forest you have lots of mason. A person who looks in the face of a person who passed away, don't look in his face. Now, mistakl always means to gaze. Sometimes you have to look in the face to identify the mess, yes, to make sure. That's okay. Mistakl means to gaze and to look.
To stare.
Very good. V'yesh omem afakodik. Yeah, was up there?
So we have closed coffins.
Closed coffins. That's why.
As a result.
It probably, yeah. V'yesh omem afakodik sav shal gabi akever. Don't read the writing which is on a kever. Generally, the Mefarshim say that this only applies where it's protruding. Most, 99% of all Kfarim, all Matzeidus, it's engraved. Well, you're engraver par excellence.
It's not my
Not in Mason.
Not in Scepter.
Right, so you understand engravery more than we do. Anyway, so engraved is not a problem, but it's a ksav that's boilit, that's more problematic. Turn about.
Engraved can't be a problem because that's what it is.
It's engraved. Yeah. It's engraved. Yeah. Very good. Shkoyach. Okay, so that's not a grave problem. So we'll just continue on another few lines, Rabbi said, and then we'll stop and leave something for tomorrow. Turn about. Kishanosi nichnas. When the nosi comes in, kolam imdim. Everybody stands up. In other words, a big besmedish, hundreds of people standing there. The nosi walks in. Now the nosi over here, we're not talking about the melech. We're talking about the nosi of the bez and of the Sanhedrin, the greatest gadol. He comes in. Everybody stands up. Then Yosha, nobody sits down. At Shemuel Lehem Shul until he tells them, okay, Rabbi say you can sit down, or until he himself sits, and then they can all sit. Kisha Abezin Nichnas, Abezin is secondary to the Nasi of the Bezin of the Sanhedrin. So then you don't give that same degree of covet. Uisali Shura Achas Mikan, Shura Achas Mikan. Meaning that those that happen to be the closest on the side where the Abezin is walking in, they should make a long Shura, Lahavda, like you make a Shura in a Beis Achayim, Nebuch by the Avelim. So not that the entire Oilim has to stand up, make sure. Just those that happen to be on the periphery where the Abezin is entering, they should stand up and make a longer shura. Actually, until he sits down, or until he says shvu, you can sit down. Kishachochem nichnas, chochem is already a third madrega, not as the nosi and the Abezin. He walks in, then echad oimid v'echad yoishav yeshav mekoymai. As he passes by, everybody stands up and sits down. Like you have today, a ruva, a shiva passes by, then you stand up and then you sit down. B'nei chochem metami dechochem, is man shiram etzvichem lehem. We're not talking about the chum themselves, we're talking about their children. People need them. It doesn't say exactly why they need them. Could be they need them because they give shiurim, they're malamdim, they teach Torah. Or it could be that we need them for other reasons, for the avodah zarah or whatever. So then, mafsin al roshei ha'am. Then they can go and walk over the heads of the people. What does it mean to walk over the heads of the people? In the good old days, you didn't have chairs and tables like we have today. Rather, when a shear was given out in the open, then you had people sitting on the floor. And then anybody that would come late and wanted to go to the front, he'd have to go and like pass over their heads. Not literally pass over their heads, he's really passing between two people, but that's at least the appearance that it had, as if he was passing over the people's heads. So then if Rav Tzvich Lehem to these Menech HaChamim, that's okay. Yotzel Tzorech, if he has to leave for a Tzorech, Tzorech over here is referring to use the facilities, then he can return. He had to go. You gotta go. Then you can come back in and you sit back in your place, even though you're being mafsia al rashi up. These bnei tamid chum, their fathers are parnas. Parnas you normally think of the one that's mafarnas with money, but parnas often in Gemara means he's considered to be a manhig of the dor, like a manhig ador, godol ador, poitzig ador, whatever. So these bnei tamid chum. If they are old enough to understand the shiurim, then they could sit like everybody else. They could sit in the first row with their backs to everybody else. Everybody else's back is to everybody else. So they sit like everybody else because they listen to the shiur just like everyone else. Just they happen to be in the front. However, when happens they're youngsters, only 5 years old, 7 years old, they don't really understand what's going on. But nevertheless, it's the kuvit for their father. Then they sit there kind of like on the dais, facing everybody else, out to respect, out to an extension of their father. Do the same thing if you go to a chasana hall of some sort. Even though they happen to be much younger than their father, but if there's a dais where the great rabbis and the great chushra mention a city, so they make snifim, you know, kind of add on additional tables right next to it, secondary tables, even though they happen to be younger than many of the other people, but if they happen to be the sons of the Tamid HaChamim, then they become snifim, they become like adjunct to their fathers. Okay, so we said before, Amamar Yotzel HaToyrech, if they have to go and use the facilities, Nichlas V'yoshim Kaimai, he can leave and he can return, even though he's being Paiseya Al Rashi Am Kaidish. Amra Papali Amra El Liktanim. If the reason why he left is because he had to urinate, that we allowed him to come back. Aval Gdoilim Loi. Now, normally I would have thought it's just the opposite, because Gdoilim, that means it's a real urgent necessity. Says Yamura, no, why Loi? Aval Living Nafshim Meyikara. He should have checked himself. Gdoilim doesn't come on in the split instant. If you go to the bathroom, hopefully it'll come out, etc. Person should get up early in the morning and go to sleep late in the evening, and then he should be melamed atzmoy to urinate, to defecate at those times, especially to defecate, urinate, you have to do the whole day, but defecate at those times, because in the good old days you didn't have your own private bathrooms, you had to go out into the woods, into the forest, you don't want to go too far, so do it early in the morning or late at night where it's already dark, so you don't have to go too far in. Said now, Amarova, who in the today, Chosha Alma, the people are shvacher than they were in previous generations. Filling doilam nami, even if the person has to defecate, we also allow him to go in and to go out, no problem. Ayi said, Havli lamivik nafshim meyikara, we are, our bodies are not so well trained as they were years ago, and sometimes you gotta go. Yes, I went in the morning, I went in the evening, but I still gotta go now. So filling doilam nami.
The children.
Yeah, that's why people go on a walk and they come back. Yeah, okay. Anyway, we said there too, you add on snifim additional tables for the youngsters, for the children of the mechutanim, of the rabbonim, of the talmidechachamim. This only applies if their fathers are still alive and their fathers are there at the simcha. So then we say, what are you going to do with the kids? Don't throw in the back of the room.
Right.
They can go and sit sneezing not far from their father. Okay, this braisa that we had that started off, that there's a distinction between the nasi and the avbezin and the chacham, Amr Yochanan be made of Shem Gamliel, Nishis Mishnah Zu. This halacha that we just learned, this was taught in the time of Shem Gamliel. What happened in the time of Shem Gamliel? That a mishum is going to be an exciting story that we're going to learn about tomorrow, Rabbi Sai.
You know,
that's a wonderful day.
I heard from